Abu Ghraib, Saddam Hussein's prison that became a torture chamber for American military intelligence, will undoubtedly take its place with the My Lai massacre in Vietnam as a dismaying symbol of sadism.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
This time with pictures which are now being flashed around the Islamic world. In Baghdad, a tabloid newspaper, enjoying Iraq's newly minted freedom of the press, spreads across its front page the pictures of brutalized prisoners and smiling Americans. The caption reads, "This is the democracy and freedom that Bush promised us." For President Bush, who has voiced his deep disgust, this scandal could not have come at a worse time. It is bound to complicate the negotiations for a turnover of some form of sovereignty to the Iraqis on June 30th. The army has gone into a familiar defensive crouch. "An aberration," says Joint Chiefs Chairman Richard Myers. He said he had not seen, as of yesterday, the 53-page internal report completed in late February by Major General Antonio Taguba. That report detailed the sadistic, blatant, and wanton abuse of prisoners. Nor had Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld seen the report. Nor was Brigadier General Janice Karpinski aware of what was going on in a prison for which she bore command responsibility. They and the world know now, thanks to the reporting of the New Yorker Seymour Hersh and the CBS 60 Minutes program. The leak of the internal report suggests that some constructive whistleblowing was going on in the military. Now a plethora of investigations are being planned by the Army and the CIA into the actions of the soldiers and the civilians to whom some of the interrogation work had been outsourced. Court-martials will undoubtedly follow. But like My Lai, this episode leaves a stain that will last. This is Daniel Shore.